This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen with some of your letters. Many of you wrote about our interview last week with Kaki King, queen of the acoustic guitar, with words of praise for her abilities. A few of you, though, were curious about her influences. Ron Becker of Las Cruces, New Mexico, wrote, "I was surprised that Miss King didn't see fit to mention the king of the style she is exploring. That would be Michael Hedges. To carry on a tradition is fine. To invent one, in my humble opinion, is a very different sort of accomplishment, one I feel that still deserves some respect. Many of the elements of her playing were first brought to the public's attention by Mr. Hedges. The repetition of a melodic statement in one hand or the other while adding support and additional melodic or chordal with the other is one that comes to mind." Sheila Cast's interview with Tift Merritt a few weeks ago made Gene Jessup of Macon, Georgia very happy. "I immediately recognized the opening chords of one of my favorite songs, Her Trouble Over Me," he writes. "With real excitement, I put down my razor and gave my undivided attention to the spotlight that you shined on this North Carolina star. The angels must envy her voice, and she plays guitar as well as she sings. A small number of singer-songwriters have produced a body of work whose instrumental and vocal artistry infects melodies and endearing lyrics have captured the hearts and minds of critics and fans alike. Tambourine should admit Ms. Merritt to membership in that small group of artists whose inspiring works proved to be both commercially viable and critically acclaimed." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.